Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.
The opinions expressed in this interview are not necessarily those of Algoa FM.
All right, so last time we discussed Cape Town being ranked the world's best city by Time Out magazine and concerns about South Africa's criminal justice system, particularly the low prosecution rate of illegal firearm cases despite hundreds of weapons being confiscated by police. Now today, the focus shifts to Nelson Mandela Bay, where crime remains a major challenge. And this morning's attention is on what has been described as the city's largest anti-crime march, calling for stronger action against crime, greater accountability, and safer communities. And joining us is the mayor of Cape Town and the newly elected federal leader of the Democratic Alliance, Jordan Hill Lewis. Good morning, and welcome to Algoa FM.
Good morning. I'm so pleased to be here. It's my first time ever in studio. And thank you so much for having me. Lovely to meet you all, and it's great to be in the Bay.
All right. So today you'll be leading what has been described as the biggest anti-crime march Nelson Mandela Bay has seen. Why was now the right time to organize this demonstration?
Well, we've just seen how violent crime has become such an issue that is just front of mind for every family in South Africa. And we've seen how there's just hotspots for violent crime in Gauteng, in the Western Cape, and here in PE. And PE has become a hotspot for violent crime and for gang crime. And so we just thought it was important. Also, you've got a 10111 call center here. So this is part of the kind of SAPS national infrastructure for running the crime response service. We thought it is an important message to send to be here in PE, in Gqeberha, that we are not going to give up on those families who are living with the daily reality of violent crime, that we have a plan to fix the criminal justice system, all the parts of it that are broken, and really the entire chain is broken from end to end. And that we are going to stand up for that we will be the party that stands up for law and order and for the rule of law. And of course, I came to support your absolutely excellent mayoral candidate, Retief Odendaal, and his plan to make the Bay better.
And you've made it quite clear that this will be a peaceful and lawful march. I mean, why is that message so important, and what can people taking part expect today?
Well, I mean, there have been lots of unpeaceful and unlawful marches around South Africa, and obviously coming off the back of last week, June 30th, where there was a threat of widespread disruptive and chaotic marches. That is not who we are at all. We are the party of law and order in South Africa. And so ours will be a fully peaceful and lawful march. We are here to say that we are not giving up on communities who are affected daily by the reality of violent crime, and to send a message that we've got to fix all those chains of our criminal justice system. And I think that there's going to be many residents that come out and join us today, and to all who will be there a bit later, I'll see you there in about an hour. And I think it's going to be a very special day, actually, for Nelson Mandela Bay, a very historic moment, because I am told that we are expecting the biggest turnout of residents in the Bay, for an anti-crime protest ever.
Well, Jordan, you mentioned communities that are affected by crime. I think crime affects every single South African in one way or another. And
absolutely.
In fact, it's become quite unbearable.
Yeah.
From your perspective, what do you see the march achieving? Not politically, but for ordinary residences and families and perhaps even businesses within Nelson Mandela Bay.
So we want to put the spotlight on a couple of things. Firstly, We cannot continue as normal. We have to have a major intervention in the criminal justice system in South Africa. And I'm not using the word policing, because it's not actually just about policing. Policing is broken. Investigations in particular, in fact, if I focus anywhere, it would probably be there. Investigations are broken. Prosecutions not happening to the degree necessary at all. Mm. The percentage of successful prosecutions is minuscule. And then even at the incarcerations, the prison stage, it is not working properly. So if you think of that criminal justice system as a chain, every link of that chain is actually broken. And we have to say, you know, the country focused relentlessly on fixing or at least ending load shedding and getting Eskom back on its feet. We focused relentlessly on getting SARS back on its feet after state capture. We have to focus relentlessly as a country on fixing the criminal justice system, because you are right. It is a something that is affecting every family every day, and it is not acceptable. And we hear everywhere I go around the country, I hear stories that go something like this. You know, I have to, as an ordinary resident, wherever it is in the country, lock myself up at night behind alarms, behind safety gates, behind walls, and give up my freedom, while the people who are terrorizing us and doing this to us, they still keep their freedom. That is not the basis on which to build a successful society. And unfortunately, one of the hotspots is here in the Bay, and so we want to place the spotlight on that and on our plan to clean up and repair that chain, all the links of that chain that are broken.
What specific action is the Democratic Alliance calling for from President Cyril Ramaphosa and national government right now?
There's a couple of things. At a very simple and immediate level, I really think the president has to appoint a permanent police minister. For the last year, in fact, this weekend, tomorrow, is the one-year anniversary of us having two police ministers, one on suspension but on full pay, sitting at home doing nothing. And we actually did some sums, and the salary that he's earned this year is enough to employ 8 full-time permanent SAPS detectives. Now, 8 doesn't sound like a lot, but actually every additional detective we have means more criminals behind bars and cases better investigated instead of left by the wayside. So that's the first thing. You must stop this double salary acting minister and appoint a permanent minister. And then, specifically, to clean up corruption in the SAPS by mandatory lifestyle audits for all senior SAPS leadership. We've seen how utterly compromised the SAPS leadership is from top to bottom at the Madlanga Commission and elsewhere. So get the corrupt people out of SAPS so that we can actually focus on getting criminals off the street. And then very importantly is expanding those investigative powers. I think that a city that has its own competent law enforcement or metro police should also be able to help with extra investigations so that we can get those caseload numbers down on SAPS detectives and ultimately get more criminals off the street. That has to be the highest goal.
And perhaps some proper vetting on those additional 8 detectives to make sure that the new appointments are proper appointments.
They're not just dodged. as bad as the others. Exactly right, yeah.
We talk about the numbers and the stats. I mean, crime stats, it's a real person. It's a real family whose life has been changed forever. What is your message for those victims?
I would say for so many South African families, you are shaken daily by the reality and the trauma of violent crime. It's easy to lose hope that this is a situation that cannot get better. And I would encourage you not to lose hope, that it can get better. We can fix the criminal justice system with honesty and integrity in government, with focusing on the parts of that chain that are broken and building those institutions, vetting those officers, getting those lifestyle audits, getting rid of the corrupt officers. We can actually start to turn the tide on crime in this country. But it is going to take focus, it's going to take dedication, and it's going to take getting the right people in leadership. Do not give up hope on the issue of violent crime. We can fix it.
Jordan, very, very quickly, we are running out of time. You know, we had the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber CEO in here this morning with an economist just chatting about a new campaign called Made in... Made in the Bay campaign. So, which is really almost like a local spin-off of the Proudly South African campaign.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, we often speak about crime from a safety perspective, but there is also significant economic cost.
Absolutely.
How would you say crime is affecting investment and tourism and business confidence and job creation and?
What a great question. I think the two go hand in hand, and it's also chicken and egg. It's like, you know, crime causes less investment and less investment causes more crime. So you have this terrible, kind of vicious
circle.
Kind
of like my emotional eating weight loss cycle.
I know exactly what you mean. I feel you. If you get more investment, if you get lower crime, it's a much better business environment for investment. You don't have to spend so much money on security and insurance. You don't have to, small businesses in the townships don't have to be paying extortionists. So you get much more economic activity. You get much more people into job. And instead of a vicious cycle, you get into a positive cycle where actually people start to get out of poverty. The incentive to do crime diminishes rapidly. And all of a sudden, our society gets much better. So those two things are absolutely hand in hand. You can't say, actually, the only priority is economic growth. Yes, of course, we need to get people into jobs. But if you don't deal with crime, you're not going to get the economic growth either.
Mm. Oh, so much to speak about. Jordan Hill Lewis, Mayor of Cape Town and newly elected federal leader of the Democratic Alliance. Thank you so much for joining us on LGO FM. We're running out of time. I know the guys next door in the studio is getting ready for the 9 o'clock news.
The news, yeah.
And we wish you all the best with the march for today as well.
It's been lovely to join you in studio, and I look forward to coming back at some other time.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed in this interview were not necessarily those of Algoa FM.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.